I don't know if anyone's mentioned it, but many Earthlings right now are worried about the way things are going on their home planet. What with the fires and the floods and the tiny plastic beads, and some of them are busy trying to get a message out. But do they have the right methods, the right tools? For Carlow-based ecological artist and former scientist Kathy Fitzgerald, we need a huge shift in creative practices, a shift that brings art and ecology together to imagine new ways of living for the Earth and its inhabitants. As a step in that direction, Fitzgerald recently held the first in a series of eco-literacy workshops aimed at supporting artists to develop an ecological worldview and transform their practice. Culturefile's Rachel Andrews attended.
Oh. Oh, it's not good. But you know that. Tell me you do. Tell me that the messages are getting through.
I've been looking at this area since the late 90s, and it's always struck me that how the ecological catastrophes being presented in the media is through scientists, and we've got to be very thankful that they have been alerting us for decades. We've got politicians sort of starting to talk about it. But there are key people not at the table, and creative people, the poets, particularly the philosophers about wisdom, beauty and truth, about the times we're living in, psychologies, all that social support. And I'd really love to see the Irish arts community take this on like they've done with some of the other social issues in recent years. But I just feel that some of the institutions are going to be moving slowly to change their curricula. And I think they might think, well, yes, let's do art with a nature theme. But no, it's a paradigm shift. And I think we need all these different supports for creative people. I was one of those children that loved a lot of different things as a child. I got into science. I wasn't supported at my family at that time to go to art college. When I came to Ireland, I came in the mid-90s. Not a lot of jobs in science. And I volunteered with CRAN, the tree organisation. So my tribe here are foresters and people looking at permanent forestry, continuous cover forestry, and then I got into art college. And I brought these different aspects of myself together. It wasn't until I found the pioneering ecological artists who work collaboratively with scientists, local politicians, people who've got wisdom in their communities or know their land, and I thought that's a model I can really hope to emulate.
So, I'm going to go over just a history of ecological understanding, and then at the end of the session just sort of reinforce how the arts can help. And I wanted to put a warning, because as all of you have touched on this, once you start thinking about it, it's just there with us.
There was one movie or a very short film you showed called Solastasia. Maybe you could tell me what that means.
Yeah. There was another philosopher, Professor Glenn Albrecht. He's a retired farmer, philosopher. He'd worked a long time in sustainability areas, and because he's in Australia, he had people coming to him who were devastated living to next door to open cast mines. They may have had jobs in the area. They couldn't move. Their properties were devalued. They were having emotional, mental distress. He's just felt that he needed a language to describe this broken feeling of feeling not at home where your home is. So that's solastalgia. He came up with that term over 10 years ago. It's used by eco-psychologists around the world. It's also used in some legal situations in Australia. I didn't realise when I came across an article of his a few years ago that he was working on an entire book of new terms. And many people have heard of the term the Anthropocene, this age of man, this car wreck that of a culture and the devastation it's caused. So he came up with words to think about this way of living together and recognising the interconnection between all living beings, and he called it the symbiosing.
I think lunch is almost here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought we'd end with this one. It's a reflection by Katie Goodman.
I didn't want to have this day as just being a heavy day, so I tried to bring in quite a bit of humour as well. So,
I suppose you need that, really, because there is, it feels very oppressive and very dark.
Quite a number of people had listened to the podcast Mothers of Invention with Mary Robinson and a comedian. Who would have thought that Mary Robinson, with her really deep knowledge of human suffering, feminist issues. You know, she would have seen young women affected all over the world. And teaming her up with Maeve, you feel like you're around the dinner table with a group of people who are really caring, and sometimes they just need to laugh. That idea of the hopometer, which I borrowed from a professor of environmental moral philosophy, Kathleen Dean Moore in America, I take a temperature reading at the beginning of the day using that and at the end. And it is true, after we've come together and talked and shared, we do feel a little bit more sort of empowered.
And I think it was Kathleen as well talks about moving from the me to the we.
She does, yeah. She definitely says one of the big problems when she gets asked by students, what can I do? She said, stop being I, become we. A lot of our art colleges are talking about developing yourself, self-expression, and you think, that's not for today.
Kathy Fitzgerald there at her recent eco-literacy workshop. The reporter was Rachel Andrews. More details about forthcoming eco-literacy workshops can be found on kathyfitzgerald.ie.